Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, Brian Freeman, and joining us for this week's episode is the most outstanding player of the Sun Belt Conference baseball tournament this past weekend, Brendan Donovan. Brendan, appreciate your taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me this morning.
One of the reasons that you earned that honor at the end of the tournament where the Jaguars won, earned an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament coming up this weekend, was your game-winning base hit in the bottom of the 10th inning. Has it all sunk in yet, kind of what you were able to do, winning the tournament, coming through in the clutch to deliver, or is it something that you're still kind of sorting out in your mind about, like, just how cool a moment it was?
It still hasn't sunk in yet. That's probably one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. We were on the bus on the way back, and I was like, man, we just won a championship. This is awesome. It still hasn't sunk in yet.
When you look back, and I'll ask you about it here later in the interview, but going back to when you got involved in baseball, is there a time that you can remember having a bigger hit in a bigger moment during your career or up to this point? Is this like the biggest thing that you've done?
This is for sure the biggest thing I've done so far in my baseball career. Getting the walk-off hit to win the Sun Belt Championship is definitely at the top. I mean, it was so much fun.
Now, I read you talked a little bit about it at the post-game press conference, but for those who aren't able to see it, or you get a little snippet of it in the release after the game. Walk us through that final at bat. You're in a tie ball game, runners first and third, one out when you come to the plate in the bottom of the 10th inning. What was in your mindset coming up to the plate, and then as the count went, it got to 2-2. Tell us what was running through your mind as it got deeper into the count before you came through with that hit.
Okay. Well, I came up to bat and I saw him go to the bullpen, so I knew they were bringing in one of their better arms, Condra Bogan. He's a big guy. He's got a good fastball. He can locate all three pitches for strikes. So I knew I had a tough AB ahead of me. The first play we met up, we were going to run a fake squeeze steal backside because there was one out. We didn't want to ground into a double play. So my job was to show bunt. It speeds the catcher up, allows us to take second base behind him. I took a strike for it. It was a changeup. So now my job changes. I was looking for something up in the strike zone that I could handle, drive to the outfield and get a sack fly, or mainly something I could just hit hard because the infield was in. It was an 0-1 count, and he came back with another changeup, probably trying to get something I could get weak contact on and roll over. But I laid off it, and then the next pitch, he stuck in on me. It was a fastball. It was a really good pitch. I was like, all right, here we go. And then I figured, I was like, man, he's probably going to try to get me to chase, get a strikeout here, just a weak rollover. And I laid off another changeup in the dirt, and I said, all right, he's can't go to 3-2 here. He's going to come right at me. And I got a fastball, something that was a little up in a way that I could handle. And as soon as I hit it, I was like, man, we just won. This is incredible.
Beyond those emotions, tell us about the last couple of innings. I've talked to a couple people about this. It's a tight ball game all the way. Could go either way. You know, both teams are making plays in the field, at the plate. And then you get to the ninth inning, and to quote Ron Burgundy, it escalated quickly. I mean, they come up with a three-run homer in the top of the inning, big shot, bat flip. Now you're down two with your lives on the line, your postseason lives on the line, and Dylan Hardy comes up and answers right back. And then Eddie Paparella follows with a bomb and a bat flip. And I think at that point, the emotions must have been incredible of how intense it was. Tell us about that.
When they hit the home run in the ninth, I was like, that really just happened. It's kind of hard for it to sink in. I was like, but I'm not worried about it. We've been down before. We've got two really good bats coming up with Hardy and Paparella, both guys that deserve every success they've gotten. And I wasn't worried at all. I knew Hardy was going to give us a good IB. If he got on, I knew Pap had the chance to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And when Hardy went backside, I was like, all right, one more. And then Pap went, and I was like, wow, that really just happened. This is incredible. Unfortunately, I struck out right behind him. But it was that was probably one of the most incredible things I have seen, just back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the ninth. So good for those guys. I'm happy they did it. But it was emotions were so high, and there was no doubt in my mind when Peacock was on the mound, we were going to win. And they hit that three-run home run. Just Cleveland got something he could handle. I still was not worried at all. I knew we were going to give them a run for their money.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you guys are 39-19 overall heading into the regional this weekend. But you're 23-6 since that second weekend of April when you went up to Louisiana Monroe and swept the series. So you've been playing great ball lately heading into postseason play. I'm going to imagine that confidence or the reason that you felt that way, that's part of it. I mean, you guys have been playing such good baseball that there's no reason at this point to think, well, someone won't come through. You know, talk about that. And what's changed? What have you guys done better to put that record together down the stretch and get yourself into the NCAA tournament?
I think early we were just trying to figure out our weekend rotations and our lineup and everything. And as we started struggling, I think we came together more as a team. I remember we were talking about the other day at Georgia Southern, the first conference weekend, we were like 9-9. We're like, what are we going to do? Like, we're talented. We're hard-nosed. Like, we need to turn this around. And we just played hard, and things started turning our way. The game of baseball started coming back to us. And playing good baseball down the stretch definitely gives us a lot of confidence. It doesn't matter who's on the mound, who's at the plate. I have confidence that they're going to make that pitch or get that hit. I mean, I'm really confident going into this postseason.
And that leads us into this coming weekend. Jaguars are the third seed at the Hattiesburg Regional. We'll play Mississippi State on Friday. As you look at the big picture, not just the game Friday night against a team that you've seen three times this year, but you've got Southern Miss that they've played twice. So there's a lot of familiarity in who's in the field. What do you think the team needs to do to be able to win the regional and advance to a super regional?
I think just relax and play. I mean, we've seen probably every arm you can in college baseball this year. We've seen mid-90s, upper-90s, low-90s, mid-80s. Like, we've seen a little bit of everything. I think if we just go out and relax and play our game, we'll be okay.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Brendan Donovan from the Jaguar baseball team, Sun Belt Conference Tournament Most Outstanding Player. Looking back, starting with last year, you come in as a freshman, and you had a decent year. 293, 7 doubles, 3 triples, 27 RBI. This year, you're hitting going into the NCAA tournament, 338, 17 doubles, 9 homers, 46 RBI. What did you do to make that improvement at the plate from last year to this year?
In the offseason, I worked with Jordan Patterson. I also played summer ball. Jordan helped me a lot. Coach Calvi and Coach Pro and Coach Lucky have all helped me a lot, too. I think a lot of it comes down to maturing as a hitter. Last year, I felt like I would get myself out on a lot of pitches, and this year, I feel like I've matured and I've been able to lay off some marginal pitches. That's Coach Calvi. He's always stressing lay off the marginal pitches because those are the ones you hit. He says, like, 125 on, instead push them to the middle and get something you can do damage on. I mean, ultimately, I think it came down to just from my freshman year, I got my feet wet and I struggled and learned how to cope with failure. I went and played summer ball. I struggled again, learned how to cope with failure. And then this year, I think it just came down to getting those ABs and maturing as a hitter and learning how to let my body work the right way through a swing. Thankfully, Jordan Patterson helped me with that, too. And like I said, it just comes down to just improving as a ball player and just seeing it all.
Now, you know, you talked about some of the struggles you had, but on the opening weekend in the series against New Orleans, you had a hit in your first game, and then you came up on in your second game at the collegiate level with a four-hit game. Did you expect to have that kind of success that early? And do you think that it may have impacted, you know, later on that did it come too easy to start? And then so when you got deeper into the season and faced some tougher opponents, that's what led to ultimately the struggles that you've dealt with to get better this year?
Opening weekend last year, I was so nervous. And coming off, I got my first hit. It allowed me to settle down, and I had a good weekend. I was like, wow, I mean, this is fun, you know? And then the scouting reports come out, and like, oh, wow, this guy has struggled with the changeup his freshman year. Let's throw those over and over again until he proves he can hit it. I think coming into being a freshman, you know, I wasn't scared. I was a little nervous. You know, everything was a little quicker, a little sharper. I was getting a lot of fastballs to hit. I was hitting it down in the bottom of the order. And I think that had a little bit to do with they just didn't know how to pitch me yet because I was a new kid in the system. Nobody had played against me yet. But as the scouting reports came out, I struggled dealing with, you know, sharper off speed and better changeups and all that, just a combination of all those things. But I'm glad that happened because that has helped me for this year. And coping with failure is probably, I mean, everyone takes failure for granted, but it actually helps you in the long run.
The adjusting at the plate wasn't the only thing that you had to do. Played shortstop in high school. Had plenty of honors. We'll talk about some of those in a little bit. But you come in, and then you're a left fielder as a freshman. And then beyond that, this year you've played primarily right field. So talk about making that adjustment defensively, what you had to do to get comfortable. How hard was it?
It was a little – the game was just so much faster. When I came in, I was taking a lot of reps at third base. And Coach Lucky and I will be the first ones to tell you I was not good over there. I struggled over there. And I've gotten a lot better over there now. But I wasn't ready to play infield in college yet. So they tried me in the outfield. And I've never really played outfield before I came to college, but I felt like I adjusted well out there. I took hundreds and hundreds of reps out there. I got comfortable. So left field was new, but I liked it. This year, I started the year at third base, and I went down with a hamstring injury. And now Will Luff is there, and they threw me back out in the outfield. This year, right field. I've always said a fly ball is a fly ball. If you can catch one in left, you can catch one in right. But adjusting to, like, the right-handed slice or the left-handed mm-hmm. slice, like, I think that was a little new, but I like it. I've played a little bit everywhere this year, and I'm glad I can be versatile.
And I think that what people might not realize, and Coach Lucky and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, he had actually come in to record our episode after hitting you ground balls. I mean, you're still taking work in the infield, even though realistically you're not going to see time there this year. So, I mean, that's just a lot of extra work that you're willing to put in. You know, talk about that kind of commitment that to go through that, even though you might not need to.
I think being versatile is important. You never know. There'd be times at the beginning of the year you could flip a coin. Am I in left? Am I in right? Am I at third? Will I be at first this game? Like, you never know what could happen. So I wanted to be prepared for that. And you never know. Like, I could – Coach Calvi look at me sometimes in the ninth inning and be like, hey, go play third or go play first or we're going to slide you to left. And I just want to be prepared for if that opportunity presents itself that I can help my team win in any way possible.
So – visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with right fielder Brendan Donovan from the baseball team. Going back to when you were a kid, how old were you when you started playing? And do you remember what got you interested in the game in the first place?
I think I started playing when I was 5. My mom came up to me, and I was living in Tennessee at the time because I come from a military family. She said, hey, your best friend Blake is playing baseball this year. Do you want to play baseball? I was like, sure, why not? Let's go out and see what it's like. You know, I'll go play with Blake, and I'm glad I did.
I mean, is it you played some football in high school. There are other sports involved, but as you tried other sports, did you just find pretty much automatically that baseball was the love? It's always been your first interest?
I knew baseball was my favorite sport ever since I started playing as a little kid. Something about it just attracted me. Just the passion you have to put into it, all the work you have to put into it really drew me to it, and I'm glad I did.
So in high school, you had plenty of honors, including that last year, you know, your first team All-State. You made the Super All-State team. You were a high school All-American as chosen by collegiate baseball. So you definitely were showing plenty of talent, and it wouldn't have been your senior year, but when did you first hear from South Alabama in the recruiting process? And you remember your reaction when you heard from them?
It was my summer before going into my senior year. I was playing summer ball in Atlanta, and it was the first day that colleges could reach out to you. And Coach Zuli, who was here at the time, reached out to me and asked me for my phone number. He said, I'm in Atlanta this week. I'd like to come out and watch you play. So I gave him all my information and my game schedule, and he came out and watched me play, and I was like, man, I'd really like to go there. I've heard a lot of good things. I knew Coach Calvi was from South Carolina. He won a national title. That's somewhere I'd like to go. And he came and watched me play, and the first game, I don't think I swung the bat one time. I think I walked three times in a row, and he's like, well, I just drove 4 hours to come watch this kid play, and he hasn't even swung the bat yet. And I said, hey, we play tonight too. He said, okay, I'll come check it out. And I remember this day like it was yesterday. We're playing, I think it was the Miami Marlins scout team. And my first at bat, I hit a high chopper to first base, and somehow I beat it out. I was like, okay, it's going to be a good day. And I ended up hitting two home runs that game, and it was by far one of the best games of my life. And I was like, well, I think I have a chance to go there now. And I'm so glad. I'd have nothing but fantastic things to say about Coach Calvi, Coach Lucky, Coach Pro, Coach Keller, anyone, Coach Carden, anyone associated with this program. I'm so glad I came here.
Who else recruited you? And then when it went into signing day, what ultimately in your mind made the difference of why you chose South Alabama over any other schools that were interested?
I had some interest from other Sunbelt schools, some offers, like some junior colleges in Florida, some around me in Alabama. But ultimately, when I came on my visit to South and I met with Coach Calvi, I knew that he was the coach for me. I knew he's hard-nosed, he's a winner, he's a player's coach, and I fell in love with the program, and I'm so glad I came here.
Now, moving forward, I mean, hopefully there's a month of South Alabama baseball left. That would be awesome. You guys would be able to make it all the way to Omaha. But whenever the season ends, what plans do you have for the summer? You played summer ball last year. Is that something in the cards for this year? Take time off? Wait, short term, in between this season and next fall, what are you looking at?
Hopefully we have a lot of games left, and hopefully we can win a national title. But as soon as our season's over, I'm going to pack up and drive 22 hours to Boston. I'm going to play in the Cape Cod League this summer. It's something I've wanted to play in since I was a kid, and I'm very excited for that.
That's something that, I mean, that is the highest level of summer ball. So I'm sure, I mean, when you got the call for the invitation, that must have been pretty exciting. Last summer, Jared Barnes was up there. Have you talked to him any about the experience and what to expect when you get up there? You just kind of flying in blind.
I've talked to him about it a lot, actually. He said, man, it's the best of the best, he said. But I struggled a little bit at first, which anytime you go to a new level, you're going to struggle a little bit. But he had a good summer up there, and it's ultimately helped him this year too. And I think if I go in with a clear head and just try to better my game, I think I can have a good summer.
You know, next year will be your junior season, at which point you will be eligible to be selected in the major league draft. You know, you keep improving and putting up those numbers, I'm sure it gets the attention of scouts for some organizations. Is that something that you even think about? Is it too early? You not worry? You just worry about playing for South, and then if you do well, figure that the professional aspirations will take care of themselves?
That's been a dream since I was a kid. I've always wanted to play professional baseball, but kind of as a player, it's one of those things that you just don't really worry about. You just go out there and you try to help your team win, and ultimately, if you do help your team win, then your name will get called at some point, and hopefully that's next year. If not, then hopefully we can go win. I mean, I'm here to win, and that is my first priority, and if that happens, then that's awesome.
You know, after you're done playing, however long it is, and I know you'd hope it's going to be 15, 20 years, but ultimately when the baseball career comes to an end, you have any interest in what you might want to do day-to-day professionally, or is that something you'll worry about down the road?
I get that question a lot. I think I've been around the game of baseball for so long that I think I want to go into sports management, be a sports agent. I'd like to go to law school at some point. That would make it a lot easier going into the sports agency. I mean, like I said, I've been around the game for so long, I can't imagine doing anything else that doesn't involve baseball.
Visiting with Brendan Donovan on Inside Jag Nation this week. You mentioned it before that you're part of a military family. So you were born in Germany. I don't know how long were you there? Do you even remember it, or did you move back to the States before you were old enough to form any of those memories?
We were there a year, so I didn't remember it. My brother and I were both born there. But we've been all over the place. When we started to get into high school, my sister did, the family kind of hung back and let Dad go do his tours and stuff. He went to Korea for 2 years, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kansas. Like, he's been all over the place. But we've been in Enterprise for 10, coming up on 11 years. It's been a little different, but Dad was always, you know, calling us after games and keeping in touch with us. Mom kept the house in check. Don't mess with Mom. She kept us in line. But I think growing up in a military family really made me tougher. You know, we came closer together, and with Dad being gone, you know, we really had to mature at an earlier age, and Mom did a fantastic job. My brother and I were both playing baseball. My sister was a gymnast. She was crazy, running from place to place, driving us. I mean, she's a fantastic woman, and I love her, and I'm thankful for everything she's ever done for us.
That's Brendan Donovan with the baseball team this week. Before we let you go, Brendan, though, I want to ask some non-baseball questions just to give Jaguar fans an insight into some of your interests off the field. So first thing that comes to mind, just shoot out the answer. And we'll start with, we know that being a student athlete in college does not offer a lot of free time between practices, games, travel, classes, study hall. When you do have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Probably just hang out with my teammates. We'll get together and play some video games and just hang out. We'll go shoot some basketball. Ultimately, it's just anything that can get your mind away from baseball. You just go hang out, whatever it might be.
What's your favorite sport outside of baseball?
I love watching football. I played some football in high school, and I just enjoy the game.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I went to a Red Sox game when I was younger, and that atmosphere is incredible.
If you've got a bucket list of athletic events that you want to go to in the future that you've never been to, what's at the top of the list?
I probably want to go to the World Series. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Doesn't matter who's in it, where it's at, just to be able to say you went to a World Series game?
I'm a Red Sox fan, so I'd like to see a Game 7 at Fenway. I think that'd be pretty cool.
You get to go on a dream vacation. What's the one spot you're picking?
I think I'm going to go back to Germany and figure out where I was born.
What's your favorite movie?
Probably 8 Mile.
Favorite book?
Beyond Belief by Josh Hamilton.
Favorite musical artist?
Probably Eminem because of 8 Mile.
And way down the road, after your long and successful career, when a Hollywood producer decides that they're making the Brendan Donovan story, what actor is going to play the lead role in the movie?
Oh, wow. Let's go with Ryan Reynolds. I'm a big Ryan Reynolds guy.
That's Brendan Donovan, the Sun Belt Conference Tournament Most Outstanding Player, member of the Jaguar baseball team, Mississippi State on Friday in Hattiesburg in the opening round of the NCAA Regional. Wish you the best of luck this weekend and beyond, and appreciate the time. Thanks so much, Brendan.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!